USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I can report as returning officer that 359 ballots were cast. No spoiled ballots. I can announce that the Parliamentary Party does have confidence.
United Kingdom's Prime Minister Boris Johnson defeated a no-confidence vote by members of his party. The wave of recent criticism was not enough to take down England's leader. The final tally was 211 votes to 148 votes in a secret ballot on Monday. The United States warned North Korea of a strong punishment if it conducts a nuclear test. As Washington has evidence, Pyongyang could soon set off its first atomic explosion since 2017. Quote, there would be a swift and forceful response to such a test, end quote, and said by Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman in Seoul, South Korea, in a Tuesday meeting with her South Korean counterpart. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
COVID-19 vaccines don't last forever, and a recent study gives an idea about its durability in the human body.
Researchers at Penn State say immunity remains high against severe COVID-19 for about 6 months after vaccination. However, scientists at Penn State College of Medicine say protection against symptomatic COVID-19 begins to decrease about 1 month from initial vaccination. In the largest study so far, researchers determined the vaccines provided significant protection against COVID, but their effectiveness decreased over time. The study looked at data from 7 million unvaccinated and vaccinated individuals 12 years and over. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The CDC is reporting over 82 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines distributed across the country have gone to waste since the start of the pandemic. CVS and Walmart were responsible for more than 25% of the doses that went to waste because of a short shelf life. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The decision by the mostly partisan and politically motivated House panel investigating January 6 will be going to live TV to push their agenda Thursday. To make sure the message gets out, they've hired Hollywood producer James Goldstein to run its primetime hearing. Harvard Law professor emeritus Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax Monday said the made-for-TV show has nothing to do with justice or the Constitution, but everything with exercising its partisan advantage.
I think the panel itself violates the rules of Congress, which require kind of bipartisan proportional balance between the members. And here you have all Democrats plus, I think, two anti-Trump Republicans. You're not going to get a kind of both sides of the issue presented. And I do think hiring and bringing on a media person really proves what the purpose of this thing is. It has nothing to do with law or justice or the Constitution. It has everything to do with partisan advantage.
A recount is being requested in one Texas election.
Texas Democrat Jessica Cisneros says she will request a recount in her primary runoff against incumbent Congressman Henry Cuellar. Less than 200 votes separates the contenders. Cisneros is a progressive activist who knocked Cuellar for his more conservative views. Cuellar has received the support of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, among others. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.